And it's a brand new week, and it is time for a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. I am the Stretch RE. Thank you for being here. Let's try to stay with our workout topic. Let's try to stay getting back to the grind, doing what we need to do, which is really hard to do. It's hard for me. I thank God I have my dog to walk every day, which I will not soon. I'm about to go to the apartment. I was there today. They're working on it. But there's a lot of work still to be done. Probably another week, maybe. So probably by Easter, I'm in there. And I will be there. And then I've already decided I'm going to stay in Downey at least one night a week, maybe two, so that I can spend time with Ice and I can walk him. I know Friday nights I will be in the homeland of Downey so that I can walk Ice on Fridays and then get up again and walk him on Saturday and then go back to the apartment. And hopefully he will not destroy my parents while I am not walking him every day. I got Ice July 13th, July 14th last year, and he's been for a walk every single, even when it rains, he and I will go for, they might be a 5-minute walk, but we will get it in. I get him out of the house and I get him on the leash and get him out and walk him. And it's great for dogs. It's mentally stimulating. It's physically stimulating. They need to exercise. And when they don't get that exercise, it's going to turn into a bratty dog doing bratty things or not behaving right. And Ice is already at that, so he really needs his exercise. But you know what? We do too. So let's get into some of the things I have for working out when we don't have time. Literally, my workouts are walking the dog. That's it. I have not a whole lot else going on in my life. I have workouts. And I'm at work, so let's say I work 10 hours a day. That's my schedule. And then I have like 9.5-10 hours a day I work, and then I have let's give it an hour commute home and then 30-minute commute there, so that's 10, that's 11.5 hours. And then by the time you get ready and then get ready at the end of the day, that's more than 12 hours gone. Have dinner, walk the dog. Where's my time for a workout? I'm not complaining here. I'm just being incredibly realistic with how most of us get hosed and don't have time to work out. Well, let's break it down. Are you serious? Do you really want to work out? And I'm talking to me in the mirror. If you don't have an hour, which I don't, like right now, especially if I was going to go to the gym, I would have to leave work. I'd have to drive, be like a 10-15. It was about a 15-minute drive over to the gym after work. And then I'd be there for, I like to work out for about 45 minutes and then do 30 minutes of cardio on the back end of it. But in my heyday, I would go well over an hour of working out and then do the 30 minutes of cardio. So that's, at that point, I'm at 15, 16 hours by the time I got home. Day's done. Do I have enough room? That's 8 hours of sleep and I'm done. And you need to get your sleep. Very, very important. But here are some suggestions. Shorter, more frequent sessions. We really have to get rid of that mental block of, well, I don't have an hour and a half to go to the gym and change clothes and blah, 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 and do this and that. No. 10 to 15 minute chunks throughout your day. And here's how we do it. Here's how we get it done. Little small bursts of exercise add up. It's like a checking account. Every dollar you put in, you put $2 in, that's $2 your checking account didn't have. Sure, it's great to put the whole paycheck in and have a nice big chunk of money or get a check somewhere and put the whole thing in. That's great. But if you put a couple dollars in a day, eventually you're going to have some money. It all adds up. Every little bit matters. Having a checking account or a savings account, it's the same as your workout account. So look at it. Let's look at it that way. I got to get in 10 to 15 minute chunks, and you can do it throughout the day. So small bursts add up, and you can do them on your lunch break. You probably get a 5 or 10 minute break. You could do that. You could do it while you're out. Like most of us get to work early because you don't want to be late. Well, rather than go in, punch in early and say, I'm going to get out early today and I'm going to go to the gym and work out, how about you do a little something, something with that 10 minutes, 15 minutes early. I arrive at work because I'm the perfect employee. I'm just going to have to say I'm probably the most awesome employee ever. I get to work about 30 minutes early every single day. I'm at work before my shift starts about 30 minutes early because I don't know what traffic's going to be like. I do not want to be late. I also had a thing when I was in that BS union when I worked at Warner Brothers. If you were late, like if your shift started at 8 and you punched in at 8:01, you were late. And if you did that twice, you got docked. You would get written up. It was a whole thing. Like they were super anal about being late. And when you're coming from far away, most people don't live right next to work. You get a little weird about being late. And also on the radio, time doesn't wait. So I was never allowed to be late on the radio. And I'm just very disciplined at being to work early. So I've got 30 minutes early. I could do something there in the parking lot. I usually sit in my car and eat a donut is what I would do and have a coffee. I could do better use of my time, and so can you. I could get out. A lot of people at my work walk. Our parking lot's big, and we have a building that you can walk all the way around. It's a nice little path. Do some laps, get in a little walk, 10 minutes of walking. I could still have my coffee, skip the donut, which I have not had since I got onto the Lint, but I have been still drinking coffee. By the way, pro tip, got coffee on Friday on my way, and I stopped at McDonald's, which is very hard to do to just say, I'll just have coffee. But then I asked, can I order a plain bagel? Because a lot of times I'll just get a plain bagel. Like I know it's carbs and bread, and it's not the greatest thing, but it's a little energy in the morning, gives you something. You don't have an empty stomach. And it was at a medium coffee and a bagel, and it was $3.35. And when I paid, I said, you forgot the bagel. And they said, no, it's on there. And I looked down. I don't know what they charged me, but it wasn't very much because it was just a plain toasted bagel. Then I asked for some butter and put butter on it, and no cream cheese, no nothing, no eggs and cheese, none of that junk. But I did that on Friday, and it was pretty cool. So pro tip, super cheap. When I go to the donut store and ask for a toasted bagel with just butter on it or a cream cheese bagel, it's $7 for coffee and a bagel at the donut shop. $3.35 at McDonald's was a big win. So let's get back now to our, let's throw the excuses out the window and get to some type of a program for working out. You could, if you live close enough, you could walk to work. You could cycle to work. If you work at a big place that has a really big parking lot, highly recommend parking as far away as you can from the entrance. Get those steps from the car to the office, back to the car for lunch, back to the office, back to the car. It's something. And that's how we have to think. Get these little deposits into that checking account of physical fitness. That's what we're trying to do. Take the stairs. If you're at work, everybody takes the elevator. Take the stairs. My building does not have an elevator, but you can take the stairs. Any day of the week, take the stairs. Got a meeting upstairs, downstairs, take the stairs. If you have a phone meeting, this is a good idea. If you have a phone meeting, do it on your cell phone, like most people do, and then do it outside, walking around, if you can. If you don't have to be sitting at your desk on a company phone, use your cell phone and get out there. Phones all have Zoom on them, all that. You can do a Zoom meeting while you are outside, walking. And if you don't have a big parking lot, you could walk in circles. You might look a little weird, but at the same time, what are you doing? You're putting deposits into that savings account for your fitness. That's what you're doing. So walk and talk, walk and talk, walk and talk. If you have, and everyone's got phone meetings, and they might just be 10 minutes long, but that's 10 minutes you could spend technically working where you're also exercising. You are double dipping at that point. That's like 401k at that point, getting your tax-free money and saving it. That's what you're doing. Use the 10-minute rule. If you can't commit to a full workout, say, I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to work out for 10 minutes. I don't have time. I'm going to go there. I'm going to work out for 10 minutes. Typically, when you're going to get in there, you're going to go longer than 10 minutes because you're going to be like, well, I'm already here. I just got warmed up. And you're going to go longer. But that's great. Do what you got to do. Multitask. If you get home, if you don't have time to go to the gym and you're watching TV, which we all do, do body weight exercises while you're watching TV. Go to commercial break. You know what? I'm going to do push-ups until this commercial break is over. Do that. I'm going to do body weight squats. Those are really good, by the way. Body weight squats are great. Or I'm going to sit down and through the commercials, I'm going to do yoga or stretch. Stretching is very important, not just because it is my name and I am awesome. It's because it's really good for your body. And the older you get, the more limber you need to be. It will prevent injury and be good stuff for you. Trust me on that one. So stretch or strength training during breaks at work. You can also do, I occasionally, and once again, I talk about the shoulder, but I have stopped since then. I used to do what are basically incline push-ups on my desk. So I would stand at my desk and I would do push-ups on my desk rather than down on the ground. So you're at an incline, but it's something. And I can do a lot of those throughout the day. Because I just got to look at the cameras and see and check my doors and see if anyone's in my office. 10, do 10, stop, do 10, stop. Sometimes somebody walks in, it's like, what are you doing? Oh, I just was getting up. But what do you need? Da-da-da. Back to work. When you get back to work, you get back to work. What are we doing? We're putting little tiny deposits into our savings account on our fitness. That's what we're doing. That's what we are doing. Always good to set a goal. We've talked about that. I've done that. That was one of the early goals of Fat to Fit or Else when I was setting step limits every day. I'm going to do 8,000 or whatever, 10,000. And by the way, that was too much. 10,000 was too much for me. On my schedule, 10,000 steps was too much. Really about 6,000 was ideal. And I could hit that out of the thing, but then you always want to push it. So if you get 6,000, you can get 8,000. 10,000 is too much, do 8,000. Helps. So set a goal, stick to that goal, try to break that goal. And another thing you can do to get some time to get your fitness under control is put it into your little planner. If you got to put it into your appointment scheduler on your phone or at work, do it. Tonight at 5 p.m. I have a workout and I have to be there. And treat it like work. I'm very serious about work. I show up on time. I stay. And I think we should be with our fitness as well. Home workouts are good. They say if you don't have a lot of time, do the high-intensity interval training. And it's kind of cool. You can do it in 20 minutes with no equipment. So if you can do burpees and push-ups and jumping jacks and knee raises and crunches, do that for 20 minutes and see. Tell me how damn tired you are. You are going to be absolutely fried like an eagle, like the Steve Miller Band. Fried like an eagle to the sea. Fried like an eagle. Let me get my KFC. So I think that was the lyrics. They were eating eagles. It was horrible, horrible song. American Bird, and they were eating it. They were deep frying that bastard and eating it just like the Colonel. I'm pretty sure that's what they were doing. Anyway, fried like an eagle. Here's another one. Make it social. If you have a friend and your friend's like, hey, let's hang out. You know what? Let's go for a walk. You know what? Let's go to the park. Or, hey, bring your kids and you and I can walk around in circles while we watch our kids play at the park. Let's go walk our dogs together. And granted, your dog can't be an a-hole like mine. If you have friendly dogs, you can walk your dogs together. Go to the dog park. I see people at the dog park. There's benches in there because people are lazy and just want to sit down and let the dog exercise itself and then put the leash on it and walk that bastard home. Don't get me wrong. You see me doing that on the regular. But I also get out there and play tug of war with my dog and chase my dog and let my dog chase me and run around and fight with him. It's exercise. I know I'm getting movement in, and movement is all that matters. Movement is the bottom line. We're getting that in. Prioritize your mobility. If you're really pressed for time, like I said, great to get home. You know what I'm going to watch? I'm watching Reacher. I just finished Reacher, by the way. Oh, I finished Reacher, and you know what? I binged the entire series this weekend on The Bondsman. I liked it. Amazon, Kevin Bacon. He is a bounty hunter for the devil. It is a good show. Real violent, just dumb, corny stuff like I like. Supernatural. I liked that show. It was fun to watch Kevin Bacon play the Bondsman on Amazon. All those Amazon series have 8 episodes. And I got through all 8 of them this weekend. I noticed they were very short, too. They're not a whole hour, the Bondsman. But good show. Liked it if you're into that sort of weird stuff like me. If you get creative, you can get in fitness at work. You can do it. You can do it. You can do some push-ups on the thing. You could do a couple burpees. Shut your door. Give yourself 5 minutes. Do some push-ups. Do some sit-ups. Do some something, some high knee raises. Anything to get your body moving is good for you. Is beneficial to you. Now, don't blow your back out at work while you're in there and they're like, walking. What happened? I don't know. Oh, I can't get up. I fell. I'm going to sue this place. Just be careful, but get some movement in. It's pretty easy to do. It really is. And I'm the pot calling the kettle black here because I am the one who's like, I can't. I don't have time. I work 12-hour days. I do this. I do that. Yeah, da, 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 da. A rule to put in, if you are seriously strapped and you don't have time, so I'm going to work out 5 minutes a day. I'm going to stand here and jog in place for 5 minutes. I'm going to take a walk around the block. It's going to take me 5 minutes. I'm going to do 15 push-ups, and it's going to take me an hour. whatever you have to do, do it. Because 5 minutes will lead to 6 minutes. 6 minutes will lead to 10 minutes. 10 minutes will lead to the half hour. Once you start prioritizing your fitness, once you start prioritizing your health, you know what else you're not going to want to do when you start getting, hey, you know what? I'm getting some workouts in. I'm getting some exercise in. You're going to be like, why am I eating all this shit? Why am I eating all this processed food? It's a chain reaction. You just got to get those first few dominoes to fall. I went to the store this weekend. I went to Sprouts and I did give up a lot of money and my left testicle, like I said. And I also went to Trader Joe's, which is another place that you got to watch it, but you can eat really good, healthy stuff there. I got a ton of these nuts at Trader Joe's. In fact, I have macadamia nuts. I have pistachios. I have pecans and I have walnuts. Walnuts, probably the best in that group there. But those are all good. They also all help with cholesterol. Peanuts are good. You got to watch peanuts, get a lot of calories. But it's all healthy. That's my healthy snacking right there. And I am really perfecting with my new food processor I bought after my house burned down and I moved to Downey. Shout out to Downey. I literally buy a giant, like, Tupperware container of pitted dates. And now I did it again today. It's so easy. I drop about 8 of the dates into the food processor. And then I dump a few handfuls of pistachios I used today. They were salted, so they were really good. Blended them up. Sometimes it's a little dry with the nuts, depending on what kind of nut you're using. And then I'll put in maybe a tablespoon of coconut oil. And then that was it. Blended that up, got it into a paste, shoved it into muffin tins, and then from the muffin tins, I melted some sugar-free chocolate with more coconut oil and drizzled it over the top, put it in the refrigerator, let it all set up, popped them all out, and now I have a baggie where I will grab those at any time I need a snack. It's a healthy snack. Dates are literally like a miracle. They are. Dates are amazing because when you eat dates, there's so much fiber in a date, it'll offset no sugar spike. So it's like eating sugar. You taste it how sweet it is. They'll sweeten anything. They're not a real overpowering taste. What they will do is give it some, they're real gummy too. If you notice the consistency, when you start chopping them up, you're like, they're sticky and it's all over me. That's all the sugar in them. They're sugared out. Just like if you spilt orange juice, your floor is going to be sticky because there's so much sugar in it. Well, same thing with dates, but the problem is the dates have so much fiber. When you eat them, you don't get that blood sugar spike. Very, very effective for sweetening. I'm really happy that I've learned to just get to that. And those things I make that I put into the muffin tin's the perfect amount. I put it like maybe a half inch thick. I don't make them very thick. It's kind of like a granola bar. You know those RX bars? That's what that is. RX bars, when you look at the label, it'll say like 4 cashew nuts, 2 dates, an egg or whatever it is, and they blend it all together, and then they form it into a mold, and then you eat it. That's what it is. That's exactly what I'm doing. So it's healthy. I don't have a lot of crap in there. There's definitely no processed junk in it. It's like a really healthy version of a granola bar. Occasionally, I will put some oats in there too, or I will put in some sugar-free dark chocolate, chop it up and blend it, put cocoa powder in it sometimes. I put peanut butter powder in it sometimes. Just it, you can change the flavor, and it's just nuts, dates, and whatever you want to sweeten it or flavor it, even though the dates will take care of that sweetness. But really, really good stuff. So we do not have excuses. We can be healthy. We can make healthy snacks for ourselves, and we also can exercise. So there's no excuse. There is exercise. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to promise that I'm going to get in, outside of walking my dog, 10 minutes of exercise every day this week. I'm giving myself a new challenge. 10 minutes of exercise every day this week, I will get it in. Starting Monday today, I will do that. And I'll look at my watch and I'll do a little here at work. I'll do a little when I watch TV when I get home. Maybe I'll do some extra stuff when Ice is running around inside the dog park. Maybe I'll get out there and do it with him, which is extra when I'm not just sitting on the bench. Something. And I'm going to show you that it can be done. Excuses are like assholes. Everybody has one. Let's not use it. Well, you need to use your butthole sometimes, but let's not use it today. Let's get out there and get some deposits into that checking account, that savings account that is our overall health, and it's very, very important. So let's do that. I am going to go get ready. I actually got to go walk Ice. I've been at the apartment all day, and it's late. And then, oh, God, I had a problem. I walked Ice last night and forgot the park ball. He has a ball that's just for the park. I put pictures of it. It's a big orange ball with a handle on it, and I grab the handle, and I can pull it out of his mouth sometimes. But I got to the park, and we didn't have the ball, and he kept running and jumping on me, running and jumping. And when I sat down on the bench, he'd jump on the bench and shove his nose in the – he knows where I keep the ball. It's in my the pouch on my hoodie. So he kept shoving his nose in there. Boy, was that dog pissed off. I forgot the ball. First time I've ever done that. I've never gotten to the park and forgot the park ball. But I did. He's looking at me right now because I just said his favorite word, and that is – the park ball. He knows the park ball. Isn't that right, Iceberg? Yes, it is. All right. Ice is on Benadryl right now. He keeps itching and scratching. He's got some allergy going because he doesn't have fleas. So, poor guy. Give him Benadryl at night, though. It is knocking him out. Highly recommend it for pets and children. Benadryl those bastards to good night and get some sleep. God, it's good my children are adults. All right. I'm getting up out of here. Enjoy the rest of this week. Don't make excuses. Get some fitness in, and I will talk to you again Friday with a bonus pod. Have a great week and get your workout on.